You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Well, happy Wednesday from your boys in the morning. It's the Dom and Jeremy show here at Denver's Mix 100. Look at these lines full with people who want to play Rattle Off. I love these people. Melody was the first one in. Hey, Melody, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
What are you doing good today?
I just dropped kids off at school, thank God. And
I hear you.
I'm going shopping for a refrigerator because mine decided to take a poo-poo.
Oh, no poo-poo fridge.
No poo-poo fridge. Yes, I don't like my fridge.
Yeah.
Jeremy just went through the same thing.
I did. I just got a fridge and my kids just went back to school. We're twinsies.
We're twinsies, and I can't wait to buy a fridge. What kind did you buy? Because I need help.
We did a Samsung side-by-side. We've had good experience with some Samsung appliances, so I went with that. We got rid of the drawer. We had the drawer freezer in the bottom, and I can't stand the drawer freezer.
How come?
See, that's the only part that works on mine. Everything
really?
Else is falling apart.
Everything falls behind it, and then you can't close it. And I was constantly in there trying to dig out frozen waffles from the back so I could close it.
Frozen waffles.
Yeah. Couldn't take it anymore. Well, good luck.
Mine just leaks. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yours is leaking? Is that what you said?
Yes, mine's leaking, just crazily leaking.
I think they only make refrigerators to last about 5 years anymore.
That's
so.
About it, yeah.
That's about it. It's about five, almost 6 years now, and I'm like, being very angry with it. And
get ready for some sticker shock, too. They're really upping the prices of them. And, like, the cameras in the fridges now, you can buy these fridges with, like, five cameras inside of it. So say you're at the grocery store and you're like, I wonder if I have milk in the fridge. You can get on your phone.
Oh, that's the Samsung Hub one, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you can get on your phone and log into your refrigerator and look at the cameras and see what you have in your fridge while you're at the grocery store.
Yeah. That one's like $4,000. I'm not spending that kind of money.
You don't need that. You don't need that.
But you know, Melody, we're working our way into artificial intelligence refrigerators so that you won't have to log onto the phone. You could just pick your phone up pretty soon and you could just say, hey, fridge, do I need milk? And it'll just answer you.
Yes, you do. You need milk.
I think it kind of does that a little bit with the Samsung Hub. I honestly believe that it kind of does that.
It's crazy. It's thinking for us.
It's scary.
Well, listen, let's play a little bit of Rattle Off. It is brought to you by Oakwood Homes. Check them out online at oakwoodhomesco.com. All right, you ready for your category?
Sure.
You'll have 10 seconds to rattle off five examples. I'm looking for, sweet Melody, five people who ran for president of the United States but were not elected. Five people who have run but not been elected. Ready and go.
Mitt Romney, who else? Dole, I can't remember anybody else.
Bob Dole.
Bob Dole.
This last time around, who was it?
I don't remember.
Hillary.
Hillary.
Oh, Hillary. Okay, whatever.
Hillary, Al Gore.
So we know who you're voting for.
Okay. No, that doesn't mean anything. I don't like anybody right now, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
What was the street sign that I was talking about? You know, people put those yard signs in front of their house, you know, for their candidate. And I think I mentioned this, that we drove past, and there's very professionally made ones that just said, any functioning adult in 2020.
That's right.
And yes, that would be nice.
Mostly, I mean, it's just, I think you speak for a lot of people, yeah. Melody. It's like, we're just like.
Like, out of everybody in this country, these are our two best choices? This is who we have to choose from?
Yeah.
Listen, you go have a fun day. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, you too.
Bye, Melody.
Have a good,
good luck.
Good luck with that. Here's Corey. Corey, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you guys today?
Really good.
So good. What are you doing today?
Working. I got off one job, going to the next.
What are your two jobs?
I work for Amazon as an Amazon shopper, and then I also work at a hospital as a sterile processing tech, so I just get the instruments ready for surgery.
You sound really tired right now. Do we want you in charge of the instruments for surgery?
I'm glad you said it.
You sound like you're about to doze off.
I know.
I live on energy drinks. So it's okay.
Yeah, okay.
That's I want in the operating room.
I know. You're like, these look fine. These knives look sharp enough. I think these are clean.
Oh, my God. That's funny, Corey. Only because I'm not going in for surgery today. So it's funny to me.
Glad we're in good hands, though.
You are.
Yeah. All right. You ready to play Rattle Off?
Sure.
Okay, sure. 10 seconds. We're looking for five famous Kates or Catherines. Five famous people named Kate or Catherine. Ready and go.
Catherine Engel, Catherine Hepburn.
A lot of Kates.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Kate Beckinsale.
Middleton.
Oh, yeah. Kate Middleton, the princess.
Well, darn it, Corey. Go get yourself a Red Bull.
Yeah, get two of them, all right?
On the way. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, listen,
good luck.
You have a good day, all right?
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Poor Corey.
I am worried about her in the operating room today.
Not a good idea.
I am worried. Megan, are you worried?
No, I'm not going in anytime soon.
Okay.
Don't hurt yourself.
What are you doing today, Megan? What's up?
I'm on my way home from a vet appointment and going to chill until I go to work this afternoon.
What's wrong with your puppy or kitten or whatever?
My ferret is losing hair.
Your ferret.
Yeah.
Oh. So what was the diagnosis?
We don't know yet. We don't think he's older than 3. So they think he might have an infection, and if not, adrenal disease is really common in ferrets, so that's the next course of action.
Like, how much hair are we talking? Like, is this a bald, completely bald ferret?
Like a naked ferret?
He's on his way to being a naked mole rat, for sure.
Whoa, that'd be creepy looking. You have to get him a little sweater for Christmas.
We've thought about it.
Yeah.
What's his name?
His name is Hobbs.
Hobbs, as in Calvin Ann.
Yes.
Interesting.
He's pretty mischievous, so it's a pretty fitting name.
All right. I don't know. I'm ignorant of ferrets. Where do they go potty? I mean, do you have like a litter box for them, or what do you do?
Yeah, we have a high-walled litter box, so there's a little entranceway, and they kind of flip around and do their business in the corner.
Well, I'll be damned.
Yeah.
What did this vet bill cost you today for the hair issue?
including the two prescriptions, it came to about $115.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I guess you got off okay today.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Huh. Well, you got to love them.
I do. I really do.
Have to,
well, I hope Hobbs is better
soon,
okay?
Poor little buddy.
Yeah, thank you.
Are you ready to play Rattle Off?
I think so.
10 seconds. We're looking for five toppings you might put on a sundae. Five toppings that you might put on a sundae. And I'm going to put you on hold for just a second, Megan, because
screen freezed up again. Okay, I think we're back.
I don't have any control. It's all you.
Where's the button? hold on. I'm looking for it.
I'm just going to count it again. You do five toppings that might go on a sundae. Ready? And go!
Chocolate syrup, sprinkles, marshmallows, nuts, cherries, bananas.
6, 7. That's fine.
All right. I got
winner.
The ding ding. Here you go.
Good. You're a winner.
Okay. I found the timer. There it is. We'll use it next time.
We've had nothing but technical problems all morning, so we're just laughing.
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
Mike, and you got five of them, though, so.
Yeah, well done. Good job. You got
it. You're the champion, Megan.
Thank God.
Yeah.
We're going to send you off. We're going to send you off to the Black Eyed Pea, and you can get some food for you and Hobbs, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
You're
very welcome.
Thank you for listening. You stand by. Hold on, and Josh will come back, and he'll tell you all about that prize. And can we please go into a commercial break, Jeremy?
Would you like a commercial or a song? Just commercial?
Commercial break, please.
Okay.
And thank you. We'll be back, God permitting.
Soon. We should let everyone know that Rattle Off was brought to you by Oakwood Homes. Here you go.